Welcome to episode 1157 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Getting deeper with Jesus continues. In John 13, we find ourselves in the upper room. The hour is late. The cross is near. Jesus, knowing his time had come, does something that baffles his disciples and continues to challenge us today. He washes their feet. In first century Palestine, foot washing was a necessary but menial task. Sandals and dusty roads ensured dirty feet. The job typically fell to the lowest servant in the household. Yet here is Jesus, the Son of God, kneeling with towel and basin in hand. The teacher becomes the servant. The Lord bows before his students. This was no symbolic act. Jesus was teaching, demonstrating, and modeling what his kingdom would look like. An upside-down kingdom where greatness is measured by humility, and the highest call is to serve. Jesus begins by affirming his position.
You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am.
He does not downplay his authority. He owns it. He is their rabbi, their master, the one with divine wisdom and heavenly power. But he doesn't stop there. Jesus is making a connection. If I, in all my authority, can stoop to serve, how much more should you? Authority in the kingdom of God is not license to be served, but a platform from which to serve others. Jesus could have used this moment to assert control, issue commands, or demand reverence. Instead, he uses his power to bless, to cleanse, to love.
If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet.
This wasn't a call to a ceremonial rite. It was a call to a way of life, a culture of mutual service. The towel is a symbol of a disciple's true identity. We are not defined by titles, achievements, or how many serve us. We are defined by how we reflect the heart of Christ in our service to others. Jesus doesn't command what he himself will not do. He is never a do-as-I-say-not-as-I-do leader. He says, I have given you an example, that you also should do just as I have done to you. The power of example is unparalleled. Foot washing was more than hygiene. It was hospitality, humility, and honor. It was deeply personal. And Jesus is saying, love looks like this.
Truly, truly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him.
Here Jesus dismantles pride and entitlement. If he, the master, took the lowest role, how can we ever feel something is beneath us? When we refuse to serve because it's uncomfortable or inconvenient, we elevate ourselves above the one who did not consider even the cross too great a cost. This verse is both a rebuke and an invitation. It reminds us that discipleship is not about upward mobility, but downward availability. True greatness is not found at the head of the table, but in the one who kneels beside it.
If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them.
Jesus ties blessing not to knowledge, but obedience. It is not enough to admire his humility or agree with his example. The blessing is reserved for those who do what he has shown. In the original Greek, the word for blessed is makarios, the same word used in the Beatitudes. It means more than happiness. It means deep, soul-level flourishing. Jesus is saying, you want to be truly blessed? Then serve. Humble yourself. Pick up the towel. There is joy in obedience. There is fulfillment in forgetting yourself long enough to uplift another. Jesus knew this, lived this, and now invites us into it. Luke 22 verse 27 provides additional insight into Jesus' identification with servanthood.
For who is the greater, one who reclines at table or one who serves? Is it not the one who reclines at table? But I am among you as the one who serves.
This declaration also comes during the Last Supper. Jesus contrasts worldly ideas of greatness with kingdom values, emphasizing that he himself, though Lord and teacher, has chosen the role of servant. Additionally, in Mark 10 verse 45, Jesus explains his mission this way.
For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many.
Here, Jesus doesn't just describe an action. He defines his very purpose in terms of servanthood and sacrificial love. These words, along with his example in John 13, make it clear. Jesus doesn't just serve. He self-identifies as the one who came to serve. And he challenged his disciples and those who followed after them to do the same. The early church took Jesus' words to heart. Acts 6 tells of the appointment of deacons to care for widows. Paul repeatedly refers to himself as a servant or slave of Christ. In Philippians 2, he exhorts believers to have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, the mindset of humble service. When the church forgets the towel, it loses credibility. When it embraces the towel, it becomes a powerful witness. Humility disarms hostility. Service opens hearts. The world may resist our doctrines, but it cannot ignore our love. Jesus was not instituting a one-time act, but embedding a rhythm into the life of his followers. As he knelt to wash feet, he was drawing a blueprint for kingdom living. This blueprint includes every mundane act of love, every secret sacrifice, every choice to serve rather than be served. Going deeper with Jesus means understanding the basin and the towel are not beneath us. They are before us. They are the path to intimacy with Christ and alignment with his mission. To be like Jesus is to stoop. It is to see the dirty places in others and choose to enter in. It is to take the initiative in serving, even when it goes unnoticed, unthanked, or unreciprocated. We live in a world obsessed with status, recognition, and being seen. Jesus, in contrast, offers us the quiet, countercultural strength of servanthood. He shows us that the way up is down, that honor comes from humility, that leadership begins with kneeling. When we serve, we reflect the gospel. Because the gospel is the story of the high king who came low, the holy God who got his hands dirty, the lamb who laid aside his robes and took up our sin. We do not serve to earn salvation. We serve because salvation has already been secured. The cross was the ultimate act of foot washing, the righteous son stooping into the filth of sin to cleanse and restore. Every time you serve your family, love your neighbor, forgive your enemy, or encourage the discouraged, you pick up the towel, and Jesus smiles. This scene in John 13 foreshadows the cross. The towel is preparatory to the tree. Jesus removes his outer garments and wraps himself in a servant's cloth, a visual of what he would soon do in a greater way when he would be stripped and crucified for our sins. He washed feet to show what his blood would soon cleanse. The humility in the upper room prepares us to understand the humiliation on Calvary. If we marvel at the towel, we must worship at the cross. Jesus also gives us this image before instituting the Lord's Supper. As he cleanses feet, he readies hearts to receive the bread and wine. In this way, the towel leads us to the table, and the table leads us to the cross. Foot washing is sacramental in this sense, not a sacrament, but sacramental, a visible sign of invisible grace. It reminds us that discipleship touches the physical and the spiritual, the ordinary and the divine. Consider, where in your life do you sense Jesus inviting you to pick up the towel and serve? Are there people or situations you've considered beneath you? How might Jesus be challenging that mindset? What would it look like for you to practice foot washing humility in your workplace, home, or community this week? Jesus did not only wash feet. He washed away pride, self-importance, and superficial leadership. He showed us what love looks like in motion. If we want to look like him, we must live like him. And to live like him, we must be willing to stoop like him. So pick up the towel. There's blessing in it. There's transformation in it. And most of all, there's Jesus in it. Father, thank you for the example of Jesus, the servant king. Teach us to humble ourselves and follow his lead. Help us to value others above ourselves, to take the posture of servants, and to delight in doing the unnoticed things that reflect your heart. May we not merely know these truths, but live them out, and in doing so, experience the blessing you promise. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.